Buckle up, Australia.
Buckle up.
Now, right across the country, broadcasting to every corner of this big brown land on the Triple M Network. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Marty Sheargold. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Jury's Out.
Question without notice.
Oh, I've got a curly one today for the jury. Let's meet them together, Troy.
All right, first up, Sarah. Welcome to the jury.
Sarah, how's your Wednesday going?
It's going really well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Sarah, I'm going to need your opinion. Stay on the line.
All right, hang on there. Hey, Sam.
How you going, mate?
You having a good day?
Not too bad, mate.
Well done, Sam. stick there, mate, and listen to this story and tell me what you reckon at the end of it.
And jury member Marnie.
Hello.
Hello, Marnie.
Hello, hello.
You sound up and about today.
I am ready to go.
Marnie, hang on there. We're looking for your opinions for a jury.
Here we go. Ice-T's wife, Coco Austin, has no qualms about still breastfeeding her five-year-old daughter, Chanel.
Want Betty?
Betty.
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 Betty. Coco won't stop nursing their daughter until Chanel, the five-year-old, decides she doesn't want to anymore.
Right, okay.
I'm not allowed to influence the jury, but I know what I'm already thinking.
Nothing leading, thank you.
She said in an interview, Chanel still likes my boobs. It's a big bonding moment for a mother and your child. I get that.
Totally.
I'm not an idiot.
No.
My partner breastfed our kids, not for 5 years. She occasionally still breastfeeds me.
No.
Yes.
I'm joking. Okay.
You're not supposed to influence the jury.
No. I'm kidding. That's a stupid joke and I apologise. Coco acknowledged that Chanel also eats steak and hamburgers. I don't remember this bit. But likes a little snack every now and then.
Mm.
Why take that away from her? If she doesn't want it, all right, that's fine. That's where you stop. But I'm not just going to say no.
Oh, okay.
Ice-T, who is Coco Austin's partner and, of course, famously from...
Law and Order SVU.
Law and Order SVU. It's just about an all-wheel drive that can go anywhere you like.
Seven-seater. With a 7-year warranty, no doubt.
Very good
That's
stuff.
So.
You should get involved in the BT. Wonderful you. Ice-T defended Coco's breastfeeding last year when their daughter was nearly four, saying it was a way for Chanel to get close to her mum. Oh, here's a little bit more info for the jury, for Sarah and Sam and Marnie. Coco also revealed she and Ice-T allow Chanel to dictate where she sleeps, which often means sleeping with her parents in the bed. And it has taken a toll on their session life, saying we can't really be spontaneous anymore.
Of course.
I'm getting a funny feeling about this kid, but I refuse to influence the jury.
No, sorry, I'll stop myself.
And we do have a specific question for Edge.
Is it okay to breastfeed a five-year-old child? Sarah, is it okay to breastfeed a five-year-old child?
Look, I have to be totally honest. I don't have kids, but 5 years old is just, I think it's too much.
It's a no from Sarah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Sarah, I mean, I'll tell you what I think at the end, Sarah.
Sam, don't go anywhere.
Five's a little bit too old, mate, I think.
Five's
just a little bit.
Too old from Sam.
There you go. All right.
Short
and final jury member, Marnie.
I can't. Yeah. That's a no.
It's a no.
Look, the word breastfeeding a five-year-old in the same sentence is wrong.
It's awkward, isn't it?
My
feeling on breastfeeding Marnie has always been...
a whole set of teeth and everything like that.
Well, you've got a full set of chompers there. It's heading into Tony Jones territory. My feeling on breastfeeding is if they can walk to your boobs, stop putting it in their mouth.
Marnie loves it.
No.
Or Muttley on the phone.
She doesn't love it. The Marty Sheargold Show. Controversial food combos.
Yeah.
Give us a bell.
Yes.
This is one of my favourite Prince songs.
I don't feel like I know that
it's
one.
It's really good.
I've never heard it.
I've heard it.
You love Vegemite on a croissant, which I find quite controversial.
And I also love peanut butter and Vegemite together on toast.
Together.
On the same piece. And Matt, I made Matt try it on a salada.
I was very skeptical, but it is very good.
Understandably skeptical.
But you have to do it like this. One piece of Vegemite toast, one piece of peanut butter toast, push them together, smudge them, and then pull them apart and then eat them separately.
Smudge them. Is that the technical word?
Yep.
Smudge them.
We've had so many Vegemite ones on our Instagram.
Yeah, good.
Jono and Roger are ringing the show, Matthew.
Oh, there you go. Hang on.
Out your flap.
Guys, put you on hold here.
Off your flap. Grab your pearls.
Feathers everywhere.
Phones are ringing. A controversial beef burger that's made with a dim sim and a potato cake has been named the best in Victoria in a national competition.
Yummy.
Have a look at the photo of it.
Yeah.
Look at the dim sim, the back of the dim sim there.
It looks great.
Mm-hmm.
After a couple of drinks, that's perfect.
Mm. Oh my God, I'd have one now.
Yeah.
Even
I would.
Easy's in Melbourne won the title in the Lit Burger of Origin competition with the Mott's Madness creation. That's what it's called, the Mott's Madness.
John, what's yours?
Hey, guys. Well, firstly, the first part of it is pineapple on pizza, which, you know, if you don't like pineapple on pizza, then, you know, you're not my friend anymore.
Okay, John, you love pineapple on pizza.
Absolutely love it. And then you add on anchovies.
Onto the pineapple that's already on the pizza?
Yeah. Add it onto the pizza. And the saltiness of the anchovies and the pineapple, they sort of go together really well.
Yeah. Okay. I'd be up for that.
Okay.
It's a nice little kick.
I mean,
a salty kick.
I don't mind pineapple on a pizza.
Well, you love anchovies too.
I love anchovies.
Anchovies on pizza, yes. Pineapple, no.
Yeah, pineapple.
I reckon I've had a supreme pizza with both of them on.
Yeah, I reckon I have too.
Okay. Michael, what do you like?
I don't like it, but my partner's got a thing for Nutella and cheese.
Oh. What's his name, Michael?
Just mugging around.
Just got you there, buddy.
And Kyle.
Michael nearly dropped his phone.
He did.
Kyle.
Hi, hey guys, how you going?
Wonderful, Kyle.
My combination is chicken and sweet corn soup with a little bit of soy sauce poured into it.
I love
chicken and sweet corn soup.
That's really good.
So gelatinous.
Yeah, I do it every time I go out for Chinese. My wife gives me flack for it every time.
Does she? Well, get rid of her, Kyle.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Kyle.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
What is the most worthless movie you've ever watched? Let's just call it worst movies.
Yeah.
What's the worst movie you reckon you've ever seen? As a team, we've all agreed that Titanic is the worst.
I have not agreed with that. And Troy also told me off air that he actually liked Titanic.
No, I like parts of it.
He's lying so that you don't turn into Patricia.
Here's Titanic in 5 seconds.
This ship can't sink.
But this ship can't sink.
Thoughts, yes. Matthew?
Yeah, I agree.
Have you even seen it, Matt?
That's still about 5 seconds
seen it?
Too long.
Boom!
Yes, of course I've seen it.
Oh, whack.
Have you really?
Yes, of course.
Everyone's seen it.
Amy, like one of your French girls.
Oh, that's obvious.
Oh, people are ringing the show, Matthew. Ooh.
Yeah.
You'll have to excuse yourself and answer some calls.
Worst film you've ever seen.
Cats is right up there.
I haven't seen Cats.
My
neither
God.
Have I, but I think I would like to watch it.
It's great to sit and just look
at it. It's that bad.
And even the trailer. I remember when the trailer came out and I was like, what have they done?
Because isn't James Corden in that?
Yes.
And
Rebel Wilson. And then some really great actors.
Like Ian McKellen.
Oh, hang on.
Ian McKellen.
Isn't James Corden and Rebel Wilson?
Yeah.
And then Will goes, yeah. And then some really great actors.
Yeah.
Stand by it. Idris Elba.
Judi Dench is in it.
And Ian McKellen.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
They've obviously seen it. And then they probably got halfway through and was like, we've made a huge mistake.
Yeah. They're committed.
But Cats isn't even a good musical.
Who directed Cats?
Nah. It was
the movie.
The guy who did The King's Speech.
Oh.
What's his name? Tom. A good director.
Tom Ford.
Tom Hooper,
an Oscar-winning director.
Jesus.
There was an edit of the movie where all the cats had bum holes.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
They had to change it all.
How unnecessary they were, so they CGI'd them out.
I need that, thanks.
It has a 2.7.
I don't need to see Rebel Wilson's bum hole.
2.7 rating on IMDb.
2.7 out of 10.
That's terrible.
Well, that is awful.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Grey has popped up on this Reddit list.
I haven't seen that either.
Neither have I. But I can imagine it's like Mills and Boone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Channel 7 midday movie. Yeah, here.
It's a hard pass for me.
Yeah. The Human Centipede movies.
I've not seen them either.
No.
They're pretty full on.
Yeah. I know the premise.
Yeah, the premise is outrageous. The Emoji Movie was a soulless corporate husk of a movie built on ads.
Mm.
That's a pretty savage review, isn't it?
Yeah. Sounds dreadful.
I'm actually angry remembering I wasted 2 hours of my life watching that effing movie. Pretty serious review. You got a couple on Insta there, Will.
Yeah, Jared said Grown Ups 2. I'm not sure if he liked the first one.
The problem was with the sequel.
Yes. Controversial from Sam. Very unpopular opinion, but Star Wars, he finds it cheesy and predictable.
I joked about that in the office this really? Morning when we were talking about this. I said someone will ring up and say Star Wars and it'll do my head in.
Outrageous.
Yeah. How you could not like the original Star Wars from the late 70s.
Extraordinary.
It just doesn't make any sense. Heath.
How you going, guys?
Good, Heath.
The Sound of Music.
Oh, no, Heath, I love that movie.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Heath, I am 16 going on 17. Come on, Heath. It's about the crazy Germans.
It comes on every once a week at least.
Well, that's not true.
Lie, Heath. Hey, you can't ring us up and lie. Heath's just lying to us to make his point.
Worst movie you've seen, Michael?
Titanic.
Yes,
no!
Michael.
Worst movie ever. I thought the Academy.
They'll disagree with you.
No. Shite. Complete rubbish. Billy Zane. Tell me, Blake. Say no more.
Billy Zane. Say no more is one of the great Titanic reviews.
Yeah.
He's actually really awful in it. He's a really, really mean, nasty character. And credit to him. Oh, whatever. I'm not
The Marty Shergold Show. What are we talking about here? Because I don't have anything in front of me.
The tradie situation.
Oh, this is a mate of Loz's who will remain unnamed.
Yes.
Because there is still currently work going on at her property.
Yes.
She sent you a photo yesterday.
She sent us a Snapchat, a video of her walking into her backyard. And she's had renovations happening at her place for a while now.
Mm.
They're always fun.
Everything, yeah.
Lockdown would be making them go quicker.
It's taken a lot longer than anticipated.
Mm.
But everything's been fine.
Yeah.
Relationships are fine with the builders. Everything's fine.
Very important.
Good.
Yeah. She walked out in her backyard today. It's almost completed.
Mm.
And under a blue tarp.
Under the tarp.
Was a giant human poop.
Yeah.
And you know a human poop when you see one.
Of course.
Yeah.
Dad rustled up the troops when we were kids in Paris and asked a stranger to take a photo of us with an old camera around a human poo that Dad couldn't believe the size of.
Yeah.
We've still got that photo. Oh my God. It took his breath away. He's like, get around. Excuse me. Take a quick photo of it. And then if you look closely at the photo, on the step in front of us is about a 14-inch long human poo. It's like it had been laid by a baker.
Wait, what's this? So the entry to the Louvre?
The Louvre. Do you know what it is, though?
Poo. It was at the Pifel Tower. Poofle Tower.
The Poops Elise.
The Eiffel Tower.
We could go all day.
Anyway.
We could just do the Arc de Poo-Om.
I think when a human poop isn't in a toilet, it looks much bigger
of
as
course.
Well. That's what it is.
That's what right. it is.
There's a lot of poo that goes in the
or
toilet.
Or if you poo in an American toilet where they have the water all the way up to the top, it's frightening. Have you ever done poo in an American toilet and stood back and gone, holy hell.
No,
where did that come from?
How do they live with those toilets?
Oh,
that
I
are
hate
like...
those toilets.
Yeah, no.
Put a brick in your cistern and get rid of some of that water.
There's so much water in there.
Oh, it's revolting.
It's like a spa bath in there. It's so big.
And this is part of the reason I hate Americans.
Because of their toilets.
Oh. Where did the Where did the tradie poo? Is the question we're asking.
Or if you are a tradie,
where have you had to do a poo?
Sometimes you've got to go.
Because we're thinking that your mate, he couldn't for whatever reason access the house.
Well, the thing is, there was always a toilet available.
Yeah.
And you cannot get into that backyard without going through the house.
And the tradie's done a poop and then just pulled the tarp over.
Yeah. It's either that or a disgruntled neighbour is fed up with a renovation.
Yeah.
And has climbed over the fence.
That happens too. Hey, Pete.
How are you?
Wonderful, Pete. Where did the tradie do a poo?
I'm a tradie, but it was actually been a truck driver this day, filling up a water cart.
Yeah.
And I was sort of busting, so I had to take the shovel off the side of the truck and do me poo and flick it down the drain.
Oh, nice. So you pooed onto the shovel and then just threw it away.
Yeah. It took a fair bit of skill to aim right.
Yeah, yeah.
To get it on the shovel. Yeah.
Well done.
Give it a good flick and... Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, like a hockey with a shovel.
Yeah, they just did poo on a shovel.
A lot of detail
and
there.
You're accurate at pooing.
That's very clever.
Yeah, yeah. When was the last time you pooed on a shovel?
I've never pooed.
You and the Queen.
Yeah.
Got a Lee.
Hello, Lee.
There you go, guys.
Never better. Did you? That's was it you that pooed?
No, I don't want to mention any names, but Frankie is a tipper driver.
Yes.
Used to sneak into the back of his tipper and drop a bloody cable.
Poo in the back of his own truck.
Drop a cable.
All of that.
Drop the kids at the pool.
Thank you, Lee.
Give birth to a Morrison.
All right, Jesse, what do you want to tell us?
It was in the Portaloo, but he used to be the typical concreter, wear footy shorts and footy socks every day, but he'd always go in the Portaloo with two socks and come out with one.
What was he wiping his bum with his other sock, Jesse?
Oh, I don't know. I think they went out of toilet paper and he just used the old sock and drop.
The sock and drop? It's a thing?
It's got a name.
It's got a term.
It's got a name. Sock and drop. Ladies are animals, aren't they? The Marty Shergold Show. What's the worst attraction you reckon you've ever been to, tourist-wise?
Oh, we've all,
for me, it was the big Merino in Goulburn when we were kids.
Merino.
And you'd go in through its bum on the stairs and then you'd pop out into its eyeballs about three floors later after going up the wrought iron stairs. And out one eye, you'd look at a paddock in Goulburn, and out the other eye was a Shell servo. Then they moved it. The other side of the road. I don't know how the views improved because I never went back. Despite opening just days ago, the Marble Arch Mound on the edge of Oxford Street has already earned itself the title of London's worst ever tourist attraction. And it does look appalling, doesn't it?
It just looks like some earth's been pushed to the end of the street.
It's artificial, a rolling hill of grass with lush trees shooting out the side. Are they real trees, Will?
Yeah, they are real trees.
Offering a one-of-a-kind view from the top of the little dirt mound over the English capital that's never been seen before. Well, I doubt that.
That's what they offered.
Oh, that's what they offered.
Yeah, that's what they projected and promised.
Oh, right. And they spent $3 million on it or $3 million.
Well, London's very flat.
Well, that's true. From 25 metres, visitors were supposed to be able to see all the way down Oxford Street and beyond and take in Hyde Park. But it has sensationally failed to live up to expectations. Excited visitors arrived to find little more than a mound covered in patchy turf with some saplings sagging from it.
The photo's on our Instagram at Marty Shergold Show. It's very underwhelming.
It's like the giant worm at Phillip Island. Is that still there?
Is that still there?
The giant earthworm?
Yeah, on the way to Phillip Island. I remember going to it as a kid.
Mm. I mean, Phillip Island has some wonderful stuff, don't get me wrong.
I love Phillip Island.
Amazing things ring any bells?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I mean, just brilliant.
Yeah.
The penguins, of course, slightly overrated.
Oh, I love the penguins.
I love the penguins.
What's wrong with the penguins?
They used to have that really great seal, like, observatory
Seal
centre.
Rock. Was and it Seal
can,
Rock?
Yeah, and you can go in there and they had all the learning stuff.
We watched the penguins live in the first long lockdown. Remember when we were all so desperate to do stuff that you could watch them waddle in on a Friday night on Zoom and we were like, gee, this technology's amazing.
We can see the penguins.
We can see the penguins.
From our house.
We can have meetings with people. Lockdown's excellent.
We've just had a message on Instagram saying the worm's been pulled down.
The giant worm. I would imagine that Greg Hunt's involved.
I don't think that's in his portfolio.
I would imagine the big worm. He's involved in that.
It's gone. It's been demolished.
Do you remember the Leyland brothers?
No.
You might be a bit too young. They were two brothers, obviously. Yeah. Mike and
the brothers.
I can't remember the other brothers.
I remember the old four-wheel drive they used to get around.
And they had a P-76. I remember them doing an episode once with the P-76 and putting a 44-gallon drum in the boot. And I was like, Jesus, that's a big boot.
It's a monster.
That is a big boot.
Yeah.
You can get some junk in that trunk. The Leyland brothers travelled all over the countryside.
Yeah, it would have been 80s.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Big TV show
just
there.
Wearing stubbies and T-shirts in the days where you could just present a TV show and no one cared what you looked like.
There's no makeup there.
No, there's no catching hair and makeup. Round tree hanging around like a bad smell. Who we got there,
we
Troy?
Got Paul. The worst attraction you've been to, Paul, what was it?
My wife and I were doing Route 66 in the US.
Yeah.
And one of the attractions was a barbed wire museum.
And literally just different types of barbed wire in a room.
This is no small exhibition either, Marty. Probably the size of half the size of Festival Hall.
No and, way.
Australia had a little section in there because apparently we invented some sort of better barbed wire.
Oh, okay.
Am I the only one that's a little bit curious about this? I think I would
absolutely
enjoy it.
Absolutely.
I can't
remember where it is. I can't remember where it is, but it's on Route 66 somewhere. And it was Mike and Mel.
It was Mike and Mal.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
All right.
You must have needed a wee, Paul. Why else would you stop at the barbed wire museum?
The Marty Shergold Show. Get the podcast now from the Listener app.